But yes, I will have that information up online. And normally I'll be taking roll with iClicker and also doing little, maybe doing little surveys and little things like that with iClicker. But for tonight, I'm just going to, like I said, have John remind me to give y'all a password at the end of the course, at the end of the class when we leave tonight, and that password will get you into an attendance quiz. Okay? And I'm walking around with this because I tend to wander around all over the place, and if I am going to record my lectures, I want y'all to be able to hear them pretty well. And you can't do that if the phone's over here and I'm over there making a point about a chair or something. Okay? But let's kind of like get down to the nitty-gritty of stuff. What is education? What is education? Process through which knowledge is received. Okay. Process through which knowledge is received. Okay. What do you mean by that? What does that mean to say that? Process through which knowledge is received. What are you trying to get at there? How... Okay. All right. What is a process? No. Come on, let him do it there. Who said that?
That's basically what I would have said.
But who said that a second ago? Okay, I'm sorry. A way to do something? You agree with him?
Yeah.
Okay. A way through which... blah, blah, blah. Knowledge is received. Okay, now you, what's knowledge?
Knowledge is an understanding of foundations of subjects.
The understanding of the foundation of subjects. Okay. A way through which an understanding of the foundations of subjects is received. Okay. All right. What is understanding? Well, I can't say that because if I said that, then in my new definition, I'd say that knowledge is knowledge of the foundations of subjects. So that doesn't work. You know you got an answer, so come on. What is understanding?
Perception of things.
Perception of things? A way through which a perception of things... A way through which the perception of things of the foundations of subjects is received. I'm actually playing sophistry right now. I'm not playing philosophy yet, but one takes off one's hat and changes. I'll put on my sophistry hat. Okay. So the whole idea here, of course, is that, you know, I keep asking you to do definitions until you finally do definitions in this way until you finally are like, okay, well, it's all just either a bunch of contradictory BS, or you're like, I don't really know what you want me to say, right? But the point here, of course, is that y'all are doing something. You're attempting to give me definitions, because I asked you what is education, And then everybody started trying to zero in on something. But the interesting thing about zeroing in on anything is that that zeroing in process very well may lead to an explosion of, I have not got a clue what the hell it is. I'm just trying to give you an answer. And that's okay. Education. So I asked you, what is education? And so naturally, we're boom, let's go. Bam, 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 bam. It's a process of the, through which knowledge is received. That's what you've been taught to do. You hear the word what, and you're ready to give me a definition. Okay. How is education? How is education? Does that sound like a stupid question? No. Well, I mean, you know, we can go any way you want to. I like to treat a class like a Freudian exploration on a couch, but with everybody sitting in a chair watching me. So, but why do you think, because you smiled when I said, how is education? Why do you think?
Well, I got a funny look because, you know, I like English and stuff like that. And how is usually not opposed upon words such as education, usually it's how does it work, or it's not just said how.
Yeah, we would change the question. We would change the question around to something like, and of course this is in one sense is semantics, but I'm going to press on with how is education, but normally we would change it around to how do we educate? But that's not what I want to know. Because if I say how do we educate, y'all just gave me a good example. Someone asks what and you start defining a term. Terms have to have definitions. But I'm asking how is education? And so it goes back to what you were saying, right? Contemporary. How is education? What is the situation of education in the nation? What is the proliferation of instantiation? I can't go any farther than that. But how is education? How do we find it? How do we find education today? I don't mean what's been lost. Let's look. Well, maybe it has been. But how do we find education? The state of education. How is education? It's everywhere. Human beings actually education. Now that's who said it's everywhere. You said that it's everywhere. Yeah, you could say. So I say how is education? And now, you see, you started being a sly little philosopher, and you said to me, I'd rather ask, where is education? And you know what? I'm okay with that. So how is education? It's a question we need to ask ourselves throughout the course of this semester. Where is education? Now, you said it's everywhere. It kind of is, right? But then what's weird about that is that it kind of already assumes, in one sense, both of these are assuming we know a little bit about what education is, right? But here, if we kept, like, unpacking all of this, we actually kind of, I mean, we're kind of cutting through really quickly a Socratic process, but if we kept cutting through all this, we'd be like, I have no idea what education is. But when I ask, how is education, and y'all have a reaction of, it's sickly, or it's that, or where is education? And you say, that means that y'all think you know what it is enough to be able to kind of answer these questions. When is education?
Always.
Education is everywhere and always. This education gets around. It's got a reputation. Ah, see, there's one of those Asian words. I should have gotten that one in there. Well, I'll never be a rapper. So, how is education? Where is education? What is education? When is education? Is there another one? Who is education?
Why is education?
Why is education? Do we have to drop to why yet? Let's do who is education real quick, and then why is education. Who is education? Why is education? Now, this is where we'll come back to this why is education in just a second, because I got something smart to say about that. Not necessarily intelligent. Who is education? No.
Anyone?
The smarter.
Well, so kind of education seems to be, despite the fact we're not absolutely sure what it is, we've reached into this decision that we don't know what it is, but we seem to know how it is, where it is, when it is, who it is, and it's basically, especially here, it's basically everywhere, always, and everybody. It was kind of a problem when you got a word that basically can talk about everything, everywhere, every when. That's a little problematic because it doesn't ever like narrow it down, right? Which might be the reason why we have a little bit of trouble with this word, because it doesn't actually mean anything. But here we go. Somebody said, who said why is education? You said, well, okay, you said why is education. And I'm going to say this to you. You said why is education, and I'm going to say yes. Yes, that's right. Why is education? Why is education? That's a statement, not a question. Got it? Good. Why is education? Because if it's everywhere, it's every when, it's everybody, everyone, in those kinds of senses, this state of education that you brought up, what's your name?
Edward.
I'll start learning people's names slowly but surely. Well, what the Edward brought up, the state of education that Edward brought up earlier, right? State of education may not be all that awesome right now. And it actually may be not all that awesome because we've forgotten that education is why. So now, because it's a statement of identity, you can, in one sense, you can flip it and you can say education is why. All right? Why are you in school? Please don't say get a job. I understand. You know, that actually goes without saying. We all know that. Why are you in school? To learn? Okay. To learn. All right. I want to point out a couple other things over here with this stuff. That the state of education, how is education? The reason that it's a little catawampus, as the commercial goes, the reason it's a little catawampus is because education has become a state of what? Education has become what? It's become a what instead of a why. Right? It's become a what in the sense of it's supposed to give you all of the whats you need. Right? And so now look at these answers. And they're not wrong answers. I want to say this right off the first of the bat. You know, Socrates may end up acting like a jerk sometimes, and philosophers often are jerks, but the whole point, of course, is to get to a place where we kind of recognize that we don't necessarily know as much as we thought we did, which then lets us kind of figure out where we need to dig more, right? So I'm not saying these are wrong answers. I'm saying that these answers are actually are mostly right because they fit the question, what is education, so well, okay? A process through which knowledge is received. That means I'm supposed to, y'all come in and you'd say, I'd like a little Plato and Aristotle with the brushing of Hume and metaphysics and aesthetics. Here's $650. And I say, here's some knowledge.
Thank you.
Do you like that? Okay, yeah. Good. All right, I hope you keep it. We don't actually allow returns. Right? So it's a process through which knowledge is received. But this is another word that's become problematic. It's a problematic word. What does it mean to say that it's a problematic word, do you think?
Causes problems.
What's a problem? Okay, now first, now this is where I have to give you. I've actually been asked to do this by the president of the university in every class I teach. I'm kidding. We have to warn ourselves against something called the etymological fallacy because you are in a Keith Brown class. Who can tell me what etymology is, Visha? What's etymology?
Basically how you break down
the
words.
Okay, so it actually means the true meaning of words, okay? True account of words, right? And an etymological fallacy means to say that I can tell you something like this. The word virgin, what does virgin mean now?
Pure.
Pure, somebody who hasn't had sex. Or pure. So pure virgin olive oil. Yeah. Originally the word meant unwed. Because you're not supposed to have sex before you get married, supposedly. But the point here, of course, is that originally this word meant unwed. Now it means having never had sex. Okay. If I were to insist that it only means and can only mean unwed, and when we use the word, we have to mean it unwed and nothing else, and then I make a whole argument based on the fact that virgin means unwed, I'd be committing the etymological fallacy. I'd be saying that it has to mean what it originally meant. Words don't work that way. Words are always growing and changing. But we will, in the course of this class, we will use etymology a lot, but only to break things up a little bit to like help us maybe get an idea, right? It's a starting place, a jumping off point to help us understand how words mean in our own situation, not to say it has to mean what the ancient Greeks meant by it, right? Okay, now then, having done my necessary caveat, we want to avoid the etymological fallacy, let me lay down some etymology on you. You see this word, problem? How many people in here ever suffered from acne? And what did we call acne sores? Well, at least they did in my day.
Pimples.
What else?
Blemishes.
Blemishes. Blemishes. It's the same word. A problem is a blemish on the countryside. It's actually, because it's actually, as so many of our words are, it's actually war rhetoric. How many people in here have been in the military? Things are a little different than with the American military than with the things like probably 1,500 years ago, but there's some stuff that's the same. If you're being chased by an army bigger than yours, or you're being chased by people who are stronger than you and you had to, like, get away from them, right, you'd want to put something in the way of them, right, on the roads or in the country so that they would have to, like, get past that, which would give you more time to... So you, like, knock down a few trees or you do something you can do really quickly. You blow up a hole in the road, right? Well, originally this word meant to put a blemish on the countryside so an advancing army couldn't get you or they couldn't get through very easily. Well, you're going to say, well, Keith, we know it doesn't mean that now because I solve problems in mathematics class. Right? But you all know that those problems often appear to you like the teacher decided to, like, find the hardest hardest things he could and throw them down in front of you so you would never catch up with what the hell it is he's talking about or she's talking about. So when I say now that what is education? This education as what? As I can give you what? I can give you what for. You ask me for it and I can give you what it is. I can do all that. That this is a problem. And that knowledge is problematic. This notion of knowledge is problematic. Right? Because look now down here what we have. Understanding of the foundations of subjects. Oh, well, I'm going to turn back on my philosophy hat. I'm sorry. Okay. The understanding of the foundations of subjects. Knowledge. Understanding of the foundations of subjects. Insofar as we've turned the process of educating into a trade, right, where you receive knowledge for your attention and your money and all the rest of that, we've created this kind of situation where the way that we think about knowledge is that it somehow has something to do with an understanding, okay, of the foundations of subjects. What does it mean to say that we want to understand the foundations? We want to know the answer. We want to know the answer, right? We want the bedrock, right? What?
Fundamentals.
The fundamentals. So really, in one sense, what we're saying here is that we want education in this what? We want education to be a trade of the fundamentals. Trade of the fundamentals. Yes, ma'am. What's your name?
Alexis.
Alexis? I love that name. All right.
So, if we say education is the trade of the fundamentals, what do you call anything above that?
Well, that's a good question. What do you... if is if knowledge is basically getting a hold of the fundamentals or having the fundamentals, right? And there's actually not anything wrong with that idea, okay? That's a really wonderful question, because what's above the fundamentals? Kind of actually above the fundamentals is the way you live your life, right? I mean, you know, like we above the fundamentals, and I know that I'm working in one sense, I'm working at a high level in one way, right? And I'm probably confusing y'all a little bit. That's part of the song and dance routine for tonight. Okay. But above the fundamentals is the world, right? I mean, the world, in one sense, the world is the fundamentals, but it's also our experience of the world, right? Like where we're at right now, like this room, the things that we take for granted inside of the room. And one of the nice things about turning knowledge into nothing more than the fundamentals, right, is that it gives the impression that a trade can actually be made and that an answer can actually be found. that a trade can actually be made or that an answer can actually be found. But now you're getting into philosophy. Philosophy is the perpetual punching dummy of people who only want you to get instruction for a job. Right? Philosophy is the perpetual punching dummy of people who only want you to get instruction to get a job. Okay? And the reason is this. Philosophy is basically going to say, every fundamental has something under it, and everything that's under a fundamental has something under it. It just keeps going down. There's no stopping place. And even worse than that, philosophy is mostly going to tell you there are no answers. No, there has to be an answer. It's because, see, you're in your situatedness, right? Because you're in the situation of education equals what? I can list the whats. I can list the answers. I can find the way that it works, and I can tell you how it is, right? Because you're in a system of education, and education equals what, and not education is why. Because this kind of question, why, this why right here, even scientists in this sense sometimes kick philosophy when it's bending over to pick up something that it dropped. Because, you know, philosophers are going for the why. And science actually most of the time is going for the how. And the hows give you whats. And the whats can be used by engineers to build taller skyscrapers or to build faster cars or to make better iPhones with microphones that are pretty badass and, you know, can hold a lot of information, and I can push my airdrop button and like something that would normally take like quite a while to load from one thing to another, it just goes, whoosh, just goes from my iPhone to my MacBook Air in like 3 seconds. That's what they do. Yeah, that's all awesome. That's great stuff. Philosophy, that's not what philosophy is about. And my vocation and your vocation for this course, at least your calling for this course, is to start asking why, like a little child bugging his parents or her grandparents. Why is the sky blue? Right? Why is this? Why is that? Why the other? Till finally, at some point, those who think of education as the trade of what's basically begin going, because I said. They basically begin going, because I said so. And that's when you know you've really hit something to be explored. Who says that a class like this should have 45 people in it? Do you know why there are 45 people in this class? Because the fire marshal wouldn't let them put 70 chairs in this room. Right. How many people in here are in classes that have 10 people? 1 person. 1/45th of the class is in another course that has 10 people in it. Do you know that at schools like Harvard and Yale, classes are generally 10 to 20 people? At Trinity in San Antonio, classes are usually about 15 to 20 people. At Columbia University, yeah, they'll have a couple of what they call cattle call classes that have 150 people in them, right? But the people who want you to have a bachelor's degree, now this is going to start sounding like I'm some sort of conspiracy theorist. That's okay, whatever. People who want you to have a bachelor's degree so you can get a job, right? They've structured an economic, a socioeconomic area in which you enter to accomplish your bachelor's degree, right? By trading for what? By trading for fundamentals. And I'm going to, let me just say this. Can I be honest with y'all? If y'all don't mind, a lot of times people don't want to be honest. Can I be honest with y'all? If you don't learn how to hack your education while you're at UNT, right? If you don't learn how to hack the experience of being so close to people who a lot of people, I'm not thinking of myself, but a lot of people who teach who are quite brilliant, and a library system that most people never have access to, and internet resources that most people never have access to. If you don't learn how to hack your time while you're here, you'll just get your piece of paper and you'll leave the university and you'll be one of 10,000 people applying for a job who didn't go to Harvard or Yale or the University of Texas. I love this school. I have pride for this school. But I'm just saying, if you don't hack your education, you won't have the skills necessary to make yourself look like someone who can stand toe-to-toe with a person who got a degree from Trinity or Columbia. But you have to do that because the system is structured. You're in an introduction to philosophy class. This class should not have more than 10 people in it. I should be able, by the end of the night, I should be able to know all your names, where you came from, and what you did, and how you ended up here. But that's not what we got, but that's okay. We're going to work with that. Okay? But the point is that the very structure of this course, the very material conditions of this course are predicated upon we need to have 45,000 people going to school at the University of North Texas by 2020. That's what the Board of Regents wants. Why? To meet the needs of employers in the DFW area. That's the reason. I would like to see y'all, if I might be so suddenly familiar, I would like to see y'all hack your education while you're here, become philosophers, and take that with you out of this place so you can learn to live